We're in the middle of Siman Kuf Tzadik Dalad, the Sugya of Yeledes. On Thursday, we finish off the Indian of what starts the Zman Leido, which is the Psich Samakar. That means in Chazal, the Zman Leido, Psich Samakar, are three things come on Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Tes, Tesev Al Mishbar, or Dam Shoshes V'Yared, or the friends have to carry her. And building upon that, we discuss other cases, whether dilation, or contractions, water breaking, or the mucus blood coming out, or the stripping. Today, I'd like to focus on not negate later. Once psich samakar, that's not caused naturally through the case of giving birth, but once Chazal and Lalacha, we put on this concept that makar opens up, and they give her the gedder of being a nido. The makar for this question, the starting point, is the Mishnah, daf chafalef in nido. The Mishnah says, by isho is mapeles chaticha, she is mapel a piece. The Chachomim in the Mishnah, Tanakama, says, Im yish ima dam tmeo. However, she has no dam, she's tahira. At Sarasheni, the Mishnah says, if Yudit says, benkach, benkach tmeo. The Gemara goes on saying what exactly is the machlokes. The maskon of the Gemara comes out. They're arguing whether it's shaykh da psichas kever b'loy dam. Could she have the opening of her kever without having any dam? The Chum understand you can have chaticha, being maple, a piece coming out, and have no dam, and she's tahira. When there's dam, she's tamei. Rabbi Yehuda understands if anything comes out from a body, a chaticha that comes out, it's not possible that there is no dam. I.e. did not find dam, it got lost. But there must be, there's a case of we have dam. Therefore, every time she is maple, she'll be tamei mitzad ha-sug of nido. Now, once we have this machlekes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chumim, come on, Lushenim, they discuss how do we paskin. Tesis increases in Daf Yud, brings down the Sheltis and Pashat Azriya. It says, Lamaisa, we have a Stam Mishnah, the Chachomim, we paskin like that, that it is possible to have Psichas Kever bli Dam, and therefore, would you be mappled, no Dam Torah? The Rambam paskin this way in Yisiribiyo, and Pirsh Mishnais over there, and the Azriya, or the Rav Mishnais paskin this way. That means the Arishenim, who clearly paskin, you can have the Makor opening up and no Dam coming out. Atzad Hasheni, Rav Yishayim disagree. Rashi brought on a Machzavitri, the Ravid, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Smak, Grace Maimdis, the Magamishno, the Rosh, the Ritva, the Ran, the Tor, Sain, Kuf Peches, and Kuf Tzadik Dalla by us, Sevachumo, the Ruah, the Chinuch, Ravon, the Miri, Peskariaz, Oil Moid, the others. We have Rav Yishayim, I think it's like 20 verse 5. They come along and they paskin, Halach Lamaisa, we paskin like a Yehuda, and they discuss why we paskin like a Yehuda. That the klal is ein psichas kever bli dam, and therefore anytime the kever and something comes out, there must be this dam, and therefore she's tamei nida midereisa, and din of chorus over here. Halach Lamaisa, it's very clear how we paskin. The Mechaber in Siman Kuf Beiches by the Sugo Shiva Feres on Sif Gimel says, he paskin she'i efter psichas kever bli dam. The Mabai Austin, Sif Beis, says the same lotion, the EF Shapsikas Kevin Bloidam. Lavosh and all the Paiskin are Loch Lamaisa, Lachumra like of Yehuda. That means the first Shlav we're discussing over here is it possible Psikas Kevin out Damanat, Ravi Shaydim, and Paiskin Loch Lamaisa, it is not possible. Now the question is, how far do we take the Machim, could we start the Makilim over here? But Be'ikir, Ravi Paiskin, and Shaydim say Loch Lamaisa, it's EF shirt, anytime the Makar opens up and something comes out, she is Tmeo. Now, a come on the Pesach Tshuva by us, in Sivkon Dalid, it means that the Noid of Yehuda, that the Tshuva Mahava has in the Tshuva, that means the Talmud of the Noid of Yehuda, because that Tshuva from his Rebbe, that obviously does not mean that you cannot have anything coming out from the Makar. She can have Maris that come out that are green, blue, and other colors that are orange. And yet, we're not going to be Tamaher. So it must be that we're discussing things that come out, must be a double gush, something that's solid, has some shear to it. Because if a liquid comes out, that's not nichon to get a psichas makar. Psichas makar has to have some size to it, something very thin or liquid, that we know that this matter that came out of kshero, let's have a klal ein psichas keva b'lidam. So we have your study, the only way to matama nisha is the only situation when it has some size to it. It needs an amount to it. Now this halacha, again the Pesach Tshuva speaks out, is whether she's musalekes, yoledes, does not make a difference, zekeino. This klal goes across the board by all noshim. So again, the first shlav we pass on halacha lamaisa in psichas kever b'lidam. However, the psichas kever has to have some size to it. The second question, the second shlav, is until now we're discussing when the issue is being mapple. Something goes from internal to external. What's very negay is fakart. What happens when a doctor puts in an instrument from the external to the internal? You put something mibachutz libifnim. The whole shiloh we're discussing until now is bifnim to bachutz. What about when you create something? When you externally take an instrument, and the body's naturally being mapple something, naturally taking out something. You are forcefully putting something in a chutzpah b'fnim. Is that going to be the same sugi or not? So come along the Tveres L'moisho, it's simukuf pe'ches, by the sugi of Shiva Feres. He wants to tie no. Dafka, when it's internal, by the body causing it, then we have this klal. When it's external, we will not have this klal. Therefore, by us, Kuf Tzadik Dalad, by Slach Miuda says this way, the Sholem Eishav in Tshuva, and the Masham says in Tshuva, and Chelik Dalad, Yeshem Yilismoich. The Shaideh goes this way, the Meibor goes this way, the Mashag, Mariel Diskin, and the Chazan says, Me'ikatin, it should be this way, except the Enzo Tzarchi and Lamaiso. That means a very important concept over here. The Paisk Muantaina, that the whole Machlaik is Dafka, when it's internal to out, and not vice versa. Atzal HaSheni, you had the Pesach Shuva over here, Tzivkot and Dalad. He begs on the Noidi Behuda. He says this halacha applies whether it's internal to out or external to inside. We're not machalik either way. And the main marmoch when they point this out from is before the Beis Yosef in Kol Peiches. Beis Yosef over there has a problem. How in the world are you putting a Shiva Feres up to the Makar and making sure the dam goes straight out through the Shiva Feres? I am psichas keva b'li dam. So he said the Shiva Feres must be dak shebedakim. Very, very, very thin. Like a case of liquid. It has no size to it. And over there we're discussing external to internal. So see clearly the Beis Yosef says, even in that case, would it pass like a Yehuda L'chumra over there? Now the Maisa, Tveres L'Moshe over there says, Echnami, Beis Yosef, where'd you get that from? However, this Beis Yosef and then the Yehuda, the grass goes, the Parashim Moidim, Shalom Klugra, the words of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Kut Beiches, Chalila Loimekein, like the Tveres L'Moshe. That in Ezer, by Shlomo, by Sitzel, Shem Aryeh, by Vosner, in the Sefer that came out recently, in Chelik Yud Aleph, his words are, Kamat kol chachma Yisrael, noitim lalocha lahachma ka noitim Yehuda. And you look among the Sfarim, I try to make a cheshbin, what I came out was 37 to 14, Kamat pishnaim, the place come along and say, Allah is say internal, say external. And I think the numbers are important over here, because you can ask an obvious question. We discussed two machlokesim over here. We have a shiloh, do you pass like a Yehuda versus Chachamim? And even if passing like a Yehuda, is it only internal to out or even external to in? Why does make a svek sveiko? Say number one, first of all, maybe passing like a Yehuda like the Rambam says. The Rav Mishnah says so. And even want to paskin, I'm sorry, maybe you won't be passing like a Chachamim. That the Rambam says away and the Rav says away. And even want to passing like a Yehuda, maybe it's only internal and not external. Let's make it svek, let's be makel. It's a good question. The Bada Shulchan and Siyunim, it's called Nebei, sends you to an Abnezer to answer this question. He gets a vow, maybe it's Nichol get a Shem Echad. You should know why that's so. But the words of Moshe and Shuvan are Chaim Chelikimu, says, Lo yibor lonu machlik sachinim lahachshiv lesofik. What I think he means is that we know in Kolma svek sveikah and Simukov Yud, the Shach says, the sveikahs have been equal sofik. In both these sveikahs over here, we see most Paiskim and Lamaisa being Machmer. Say in the case of Chum versus Yehuda, most Rishonim and all the Paiskim argue, so Lav Dafka can take on the Rambam, the Shitos, take on the Rambam Shito, the Chumim, and make it to Safik. V'oid, the second Machlekes of Noidib Yehuda versus Tveres Lamaisa. Also, who says you can make that into an even Safik when most Paiskim, the words of the Vavosner, Kamat Kol Chachma Yisrael, go like the Noidib Yehuda, who says you can make that into Safik? Therefore, even though you have a kasha, let's make a svek of here, the chur, they're not even svekis. And even the paiskim will say you do not need even svekis. You want to argue in the shach, clearly svek. You need at least one of them to be even. Here, neither one is even. Chur, that's why you cannot make a svek out of it. And therefore, we are machmer, side number one, like Rabbi Yehuda. Side number two, even externally. Hagam, of Avad Yosef, the same Vatarius Abayas, he brings down the Adonizer, and he brings down the Moshe, and says, let's make a svek sveka, and let's be makel. He wants to argue the point. But the starkest swara, based upon the numbers, we cannot make a svek sveka out of it. Now, they do say, once you pass in the chumra, once externally. Still, will come to matama the isha. Are we saying it didn't vade 100%? Nafkamin is if you do something externally, and then went inside, and she paskin she's tomei 5 and 7, she goes to mikvah. Does she make a bracha? Maybe it's bechush v'akert. We said the other side, and not make a bracha. It's a chash bracha v'atalo. Sheshel among the svarim. The Emes Liakov, the Sefer Pitar in Lakewood, in what time you cannot make a bracha? The Hashanim Chodshani said, no, we pass this way, you can't make a bracha. So it's really the question in Hilchas Brachas, when we come up to be machma passing like things, is this chumra maybe they cool and we can't make a bracha not? Shikla das question. So you went through two shlavim. Number one, what's halacha apsichas from the Makar? Is it such a concept or not? We pass in Lachumra. And number two, the second shlav, externally, the halacha applies the same thing like internally. Now a third shlav, a very important shlav. What exactly is the anatomy of an isha? That means when you start off Hilchas Nida, we went through it also Bekitzer. What exactly are we discussing here, where the Dam is coming from, where's the Makar? Where is Psichas Makar? Where's that Mokum? Zekler Sugyo and Nida Dafid Ches, there's Rashi and Taisis over there discussing the anatomy, the body of an isha. Now, if you read over there, no one knows exactly what Rashi and Taisis is saying. The words of Chassam Sofer is that's nice and not our Metzias. It's against the Chush, the Metzias that we have. So either you have to say that the body of Nosham changed, or that a different Avona, how the body exactly worked. It's not clear. Therefore, the Sfarim say we cannot really look at the Rishonim to understand how exactly the anatomy of an isha is. You have to look more at that Achreinim. Void, Shlom Zalman and Tshuva, it brings down from exactly the Pidah Talmudis that the Rambam, what he calls the Tzavarechim or the Prusder, is what we call the Nartik, and what or vice versa. And therefore it comes out, well, what the Rishonim are calling one thing, we're calling something else. Different names over here. So it's very hard being right from the Rishonim. So coming to the Achreinim, they're trying to give Gedarim, what is the Metzias, where is Psichas HaMakar? So say Bekitzer, I'm not teaching you biology over here. But basically what comes out, first there's the nartik itself. That's the vagina. Then after the nartik is the tzava rechem. In English they call it the cervix. Afterwards you have the rechem itself, which is called the uterus. So again, you have three things. Nartik, tzava rechem, rechem. The nartik is berach 10 centimeters. The tzava rechem is 2-3 centimeters. Then you have the rechem, the uterus itself. Now, to enter inside the Nartik, that's where the Eivah is Nichnos, that's Tashmish, that Avad is fine. But the question here is, when you have from the Nartik to the Tzav Erechem, there's a space over there, what they call the external ice. 2-3 centimeters behind that, you have a Tzav Erechem to the Rechem, which they call the internal ice. So the question among the Dola Achreinim is, where is Psichas Rechem? Where is the Psicha we're discussing here that ain't Psichas Rechem Blidam, ain't Psichas Makar Blidam? Where is the Psichas Makar over here? Is it the external ice, the Natik to the Tzav Rechem? Or is it the internal ice, the Tzav Rechem to the Rechem itself? If you want, you can take out the article by Forrest. He goes through all the Shitas. He has a chart over there in his first volume. And he comes out with a chart of 5 different names over there. Long footnotes over there. They want time to be ikka, the place can say the makar, the psichas of makar is the internal ice. He called Sabach, the Nari Behuda, this is the Torah, the Chassam Sofer. Hagami ends off his footnote, that's here how he understands the Kedol Achreinim. However, he brings down Shlomo Zalman, arguments come out with all the Achreinim that he just quoted, that's not what he's saying. And therefore, really comes out, the Machleks in the Kedol Achreinim, the Machleks had to understand the Kedol Achreinim. The big tumult among the Sfarim. The Hoggers, the Paiskim, where exactly is the Psichas HaMakar? That means, La Locha Sfam is Manenu, Maisim Shalom Zalman, Abdi Ashman of Osner, the three Narit Israel, they come along and say the Psichas HaMakar is externally, is from the Nartik to the Tzav Erechem. That's where it is. Avtzad Hasheni, the Bada Shukhan Tziyunim, sends you to the Beis Yitzchok. The Beis Yitzchok says, the halach is from after the internal ois, not the external ois. At Betzem, they point out, you can really make it three shlavim over here. Number one, first of all, we're not even sure if you paskin a psichas kev b'li dam b'nach. Machlokes among the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Maaseh, the Meikel, we're machmer, aleph. Number two, building upon that, is the external, internal. Again, that those won't be mekel. The Chanish, the Marsham will say, external ma'is is mutter, we're machmer. Now, number three, where is the psichs and makar? Is it internal or external? We have a third reason why we're to mekel. Come on, the base sitzchok that the Baruch Shulchan is sending you to, external from psichs and makar from the outside, a vada can be mekel unless until you get the internal ois over here. And therefore, Potiphar and Shuvan Chalab Beis went this way. Moshe and Shuvan, Yodei Chalak Aleph, and Archaim said Chalak Gimel is very clear. The loch is to be machmer is only in the internal ois, not the external ois. So it seems the chutzlik swam maisa mekel, and I saw the maisa the machmer, and the Berkowitz says over that way, the minute I saw it to be machmer, the chutzlik is the maisa they hold, the get up psich some kor, is only the internal and not the external. Once that's so, we have this idea over here of psich some kor, and we have these three shlavim over here. What instruments are we discussing over here? What size are we discussing, the get externally? That means first, let's say a person takes a finger, each takes a finger, puts it inside her makar. Internatic. Do we have to be chayshish? Maybe it went inside the psichs of makar? Can it get that far? So first, come on the Pesach Shuvah, and then Noid Behuda. And it brings down that says over there, even if you put inside your finger, the loch has to be machmer. A finger will come along to Aser Nisho. The Pesach Shuvah goes on further, brings down the Chassam Sofer, Bina Sodom, says, what are you talking about? You do Badikas, not so, and Agda Shitva Kosov Kain, and the Vada, stop putting your finger inside the Makor, it's not a problem. That's clear, all this from Godless Ray, the Masham Abnezer, Mashah, Gomesh, and others. A Vada, putting your finger inside the Makor, there's no Chash, we're going to go inside the Psych of Makor. Therefore, will not be negated to the Sugo of the Alocha of Aimsig's Makor Lidam. Now, we do see over here that if the finger went in, we'll ask you. And we see liquid lemaisa's mutter. So, what exactly is shear that we're discussing over here to ask you? It seems among the Svarim, there seem to be two be'ikim halchim over here. Some Svarim say one asks the size of the instrument that's going inside, nigel alalocha, is received in the Pesach Shuvah, not Behuda, the getter is an etzba, a finger. Now the question is, if that's the size of a finger, that can ask you, except the saying, Mitzias, the Isha's finger does not get that far. But what does ask you? If a finger got that far, what ask you? What is the size of a finger? They point out, we have five fingers. What finger are we discussing? Are we discussing the goydel, your thumb? The thumb is about 2.5 centimeters, 25 millimeters. Discussing your pointer, that's about 90 millimeters. Discussing Yezeris, your pinky, that's 15 millimeters. So the bunch of Svarim say the getter is a finger, but what finger we're discussing over here? So it's interesting, the way Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Baal HaShulchan, they come along and say it's 50 millimeters. Why? The size of your pinky. At Sadashani, Rav Moshe, and Eliashiv, and Rav Sha'oz, the Berkowitz says, no, the getter here is 90 millimeters, 3/4 inch, like the pointer. And those who follow the Makor Chaim, he come along and says the getter is a goydel, like your thumb, 2.5 centimeters, 25 millimeters. So there's one group of Svarim say, one asses, the size-wise, we know it's not liquid, but anything until the size of your finger, 15, 19, or 25 millimeters, that's nichel in the category, above that will ask you, less than that is mutter. There's a second group that says, no. Where's the makar that we came along to say that there has to be a size from? From the Beis Yosef, it's a makar peches. Beis Yosef says, what's halacha? You want to put a shivaferes connected to the makar. The halacha is, you have a baya, ein psiris kever blidam. He says, halacha is, the shivaferes must be dak shibadakim, the thinnest of the thin. So, anything that's very small, dak, is nichel in the category of psiris kever. It has to be dak shibadakim. Anything small is going to answer it. Now, the Svarim are not clear at this group, but those go this way, the Minchas Yitzchok, Rav Vosner, the Chorshani, they come along and say, back 2-3 centimeters, 2-3 millimeters, already will answer an Isha. Because anything less than that is Dak Shabadakim, 2-3 is Dak, anything that's Dak with a Baya, it's not liquid. Once it has some size to it, come along to answer it. So we have two sides over here, Negea to the instruments that you put inside the Isha, that can be Matamahar. But those won't say the Shir is anything less than an Etzpa, Maisa's Mutter. And those say the shear is a case of dak. That'll come to answer anything less than dak, because dak is mutter. Now they point out, practically, what does that mean? I mean, according to Moshe and by the Shulchan, went this way. Our instruments today, what are the size of the instruments they're putting inside the cervix, inside the makar? What's the size? So the Sefer Nishmas Avram, by Dr. Avram, it's in Hebrew, also in English now, they put it in English. So over there he brings out Moshe and he says, Metzias-wise, most of the times we're discussing 3 millimeters. So the biggest makshir, the biggest size you're going to have, is 12 millimeters. It does not really understand why Moshe is getting involved with a size of 20 millimeters, 3/4 inch. There's no such thing that anyone uses. He says if you use something that's 20 millimeters, the nezach chomer, you cause a lot of damage. You're ripping something out over there. Probably will hurt the Isha. So he says, once you go with Mahalach of Moshe the Bani Shulchan, any instruments going external to internal, the mice will not come along to us over here. We have no problem over here. Because the mice is 3 millimeters up to maybe 12. But not more than that. To take it another couple of cases practical, a baruch 11-12 years ago, there was a big tumult in Chutz Laretz. The Noshim in America, they go to the doctor, they call the 9th month checkup. Now in Eretz Yisrael, they don't all do that, but in America, come on, everyone does that, they go for a 9th month checkup. So again, about 11-12 years ago, there's a big tumult, a big rash. Negate to these checkups over here. For example, one yeshiva, Chaim Blin, Baron Schechter, he told all the Avreichim, you have to come to Night Seder, because it's going to be a special shir. Now, Baron Schechter never tells anyone to come for Night Seder. So he told everyone they have to come, and for 2 nights, one after another, the Chelks Binyamin, Rabbi Binyamin Cohen, the son of the Badei Shulchan, the Five of Cohen, he gave a shir the first night for 2 hours, next time for an hour and a half, saying over what there was Mavar about the 9th month checkup. He said over, as far as I understood, I wasn't there, but I heard over numerous people, that the doctor says that when they go to the 9th month checkup, it's already dilated a little bit. And therefore, what they can do, they can take their finger, put it inside the Isha, turn her a little bit sideways, and put the finger further than usual, and go inside. And therefore, they can even go inside the internal ice. And they could touch the shilya, they could touch the head of the upper, they can even sometimes disconnect the membrane, have a biopsy of the sugya stripping. And in Metzias, a lot of doctors are mamish being metama the ish over here. And therefore, he gave a whole shir about the anatomy and the halacha and the sugya, and why you need to have a doctor who shemit Torah mitzvahs. You have to be very careful what you're doing. There are certain ways you will be metama for sure, certain ways you will not be metama, there will not be any problem. And this whole, and they put out a kokairo. In America, there's a big kolkara that came out, Simon and his people, but this halacha about being very careful when you go to the doctors in the 9th month, what exactly they're doing. There's a sefer Ganol that came out then that did not go to print. A Gan can find other places. Then he writes about this in over here. A mamish says you have to machmir nichel get of sov istakaris over here. You have a big problem. And if you want to take out the netek of real on Ba'asanida, he says you have to warn the doctors, being very careful, make sure when they put their finger inside, only do externally, not internally. And there's a sefer, if you go in the Gavriel, called Chukas HaTairo. Over there, Sim Kuf Beiches, he writes about the Kolkara that came in New York. He stopped the doctors doing what they're doing exactly. They're being Metama people over here. You have to be very careful. Now, of course, built upon what we said until now, if the doctors are only going from external into just a cervix, at least that, the Yeshami Lismarch. Why? Because maybe that's not going to the internal ice. Only the external ice is what to be stomach upon. Because first of all, again, maybe we pass by the Chomim. And if we don't, we pass again, maybe Dafka external to internal. Internal to external. And for Oid, maybe it's only an internal ice. We have what to be stomach upon. We have a Moshe by the Shulchan Meis Yitzchak. For the Maisha, if the doctors are putting their finger into Mamash the Makar, and they're making a little bit wide over there, and they're opening up the aerial drop, and putting their fingers inside, it's a big problem over here. The size-wise, they're doing more than the size of Psichs and Makar over here. They're creating a Baya over here. A Chshash Issacharis over here. And therefore, it's the idea to know, to make sure what you're doing, you go to the correct doctors, you remember exactly what they're doing over there, to make sure what they're doing is not leading to any Chshash of any serum over here. Two other cases, to speak out practically, is something called a pap smear. What Noshim, what they do after they give birth, they usually take a brush-like instrument, they rub it against externally on the cervix, and half of them ma'aseh bleed. So first, the Sforim say, it's not made to go inside the rechem, that's klar. So it's certainly not going inside the internal ice. Even the external ice is only going in maybe a little bit. Not even going in, but even it's going in a very small amount. And if we look upon the Sforim, every single Sefer seems to say, first of all, when you do the Pap Smear, it's better to go do it when she's a chazokah being tamei. But even doing it when she has chazokah being tamei over here, there's no problem over here, because etim, the dam is coming inside the makkah that the doctor made a scratch over there, made a brush against it, and made her bleed over here. And therefore, negate her pap smear, mice is not a problem. Another example discussed, built upon our sugya, is the idea of an IUD. Now, first, to put in an IUD, there's first two other questions. Number one, are you allowed to take birth control? And number two, even if you're allowed to take birth control, is the IUD mutter mitzad in the sugya of birth control? Two separate questions. That means, on the assumption, both are mutter. Number one, they're allowed to take birth control, and IUD is mutter out birth control. That means, put those two questions aside. Now, when you do the IUD, what exactly is happening over here? Is there kibbutz matama the isha not? Now, if you read the Sforim, come on every Sefer that has a second Madura, they change the second Madura. That means the Oskalad volume 1 that came out, and then the second volume, he changed it. Zer Shmuel did that way. Nishma Savram by a doctor, he also changed it. And it seems to be me, the numerous questions over here. Questions, what exactly is a Metzias? Questions, what's happening? Questions, what's the Halacha? The way that Nishma Savram, in his latest print, he has three Maduras, he comes on the right, that first of all, what you're putting inside is something not more than 2-3 millimeters. This IUD is very, very small. If so, most poskim say, even though you're putting it inside the uterus, that means you're going into the internal ice, inside the uterus, where poskim say it's very, very small, and therefore should be mutter. However, the metzias is, when you put something that does not belong inside the body of an isha, a foreign object, most noshim end up seeing blood the day, next day, the day afterwards, they see dam. The question is, that dam that's coming out, is that inside the makkah, because the IUD went inside? Or no, since you put inside a foreign object, she has these different hormonal changes, and therefore it's causing her to shed part of her lining, her vessel over here. And therefore, you look in the Geisha journals, they're arguing what exactly is the IUD causing. Look in the Asiya and Toshin Mem Aleph, then Toshin Nun Tes, then Toshin Samach Aleph. It's not clear exactly the Metzias. Nishmas Avram says he is the doctors. He has to have Halperin exactly. And it wasn't clear exactly the Metzias, what's happening over here. Because even on the assumption that there's a mark over here, but maybe also, a body making a mark, but maybe also it's causing the dam to come out to shed a lining due to the hormonal change inside the body. Maisa Nishmas Avram, it comes out that Yisrael of Noivet's question, and Rabbi Yashiv and Shlomo Zalman, all three said the Maisa to be Machmer. It means that also Moshe and Evan Ezra Chalikimel said the Maisa to be Machmer over here. That means the Ikka the Poshkin of Berkowitz says, Avada, if Dam comes out, we're Choshish over here. We have a Baya over here. Tzad HaSheni, the Taras of Bias, Avada Yosef says, the Maisa, we know for sure she has a Maka. Maybe the Dam that's coming out, maybe it's a case of Maka, and he wants to be Michael. But most of them, the Ikka want to be Machmer. That means you have to realize over here that even on the tzad that's not negar to our sugi over here. So you have to realize what we're saying over here, right? That's the point. That means you have to realize over here, even on the tzad that's not negar, there's no bayapsich skever. Why too small over here? Or it's coming from external over here. And there's no, and our sugi might still be mutu. There's an other problem over here. That maybe anytime you put an object inside the body of an isha, maybe that will cause hormonally for things to change over here. Now it sounds like the way how they're writing it, to answer your question, Shimon, at the moment you know certainly you have a makkah. Maybe anything that happens later on sounds like there's a problem. Others sound like no, maybe at the same moment also maybe have a problem. Most of them sound like it's a problem only later on. But then that means again you have to realize even after you answer our whole entire sugya, you have to realize where the dam can be coming from. That's a very important study to realize, building upon our sugya, that you always have to worry about nochishlav over here. The last sif over here, Simon Kuf Tag Dalad, Sif Yud Dalad, the sugya of Yetzei Doifin, someone who had a Sincerian. Now, it's very clear, The Mechab brings down, based upon the Gemara, the Yotze Doifin, when you have a Syrian, if there's no dam, a Meister, she is mutter. Meaning, we know when someone's Yotze Doifin, it's not Nichol Tumas Leidel, it's not Nidol, it's not Zovo, you can't have Milan Shabbos, you don't have a Pinyin Ben, it's not Nichol Suga of Leidel over here. However, it speaks out this form, Bizmanenu, that's true that if no dam comes out, there's no problem. However, the Metzius is, Meister, when a girl has a Syrian, dam comes out from the Makar. Therefore, this farming down, that you do have to do the sugya of Nidah of 7 days, because Metzias dam comes from the Makar. That means not mitzad dam later. That means mitzad later, you need 14 days. Mitzad the Syrian, you only need 7 days. Now, Metzias wise, they say usually dam comes out for more than 7, comes out 14, 20 comes out for a couple of weeks. But that means it's true that Shulchan Aruch is saying you don't have to worry about it. But that means only if there is no dam over here. That's Aleph. Second, about a Shulchan points out a very interesting thing over here. He said, this whole entire halacha is when, let's say you had a scheduled C-section. But let's say she's ready, Yoshev al-Mishbar, she's ready to give birth, they see there's a breach, a complications, and therefore we need to have a case of cesarean over here. So he says, once you're ready, Yoshev al-Mishbar already has a psich simakar. Ready a psich simakar, mitzad later, you have to wait 14 days, mitzad later Shabbai. That means the whole entire sigi was saying, Yoshev al-Mishbar to be makel, it's only we did not get to the shlav yet, where she could not stand anymore. Did not get to shlav yet of Yeridam, not get to shlav yet of a case of Psichsim Kor, negate to each one of his level. But if he got to that shlav already, you already Tumas Leidah, mitzad the Psichsim Kor of Leidah, Agam Yadis Assyrian over here. Now, once the negate to Yoyitzi Doifin, they discuss, what about the Sugya of Vestas? That means we know that Isha, when she gives birth, the first 2 years, she's Musalekis. Yetzir Doifin is not Leido. Again, there's no Tumas Leido over here. There's no Milan Shabbos, no Pinda Ben. So is there a Leido over here negate the Sugya she has a Heter Mimusalekis or not? So when we learn the Sugya in Vestas, Ksim Kufpei Tes, we brought down two sides among the farmers. Mamash Machlokes HaShokol. Those who want to know, what's the Sugya of your lettuce while you have 2 years? Avram is Parekis. The same exact thing in Koshkin, Makesi Yetzir Doifin of a Caesarean. Also, Nichol and Geder Evamis Berekas. Therefore, Tzabu Chochmal and the Ashiv Neboisim of Vosna says Avadi Ad Sugi Musalekas. Atzad Hasheni, those who come along and say any surgery you offer 2 years, it's a case of surgery. Not Nichol and Geder Musalekas. That's not too mislaid over here. Therefore, the Bade Shulchan Chodeshani goes this way. Seems to go this way. Sech Shar Chaylev the one time to Kurt. Now we pointed out what is the main nafkamina. L'chura, anyway, once you start seeing dam, what have you choshed for? The main nafkamina is erbeinli. That means because giving birth avada doesn't count. That's not a vest over here. The question you have to be choshed for erbeinli within the 2 years before you start seeing dam. According to those who say she's not musalekes, you have to be choshed for erbeinli. Those who say she is musalekes, you don't have to worry about erbeinli. That means negeta, the swarm is machlekes. A shakal, it seems to be, if nichol negetav later, negeta sugila musalekes. It's at the yeshiva. Today we have Erech 20-25 people in the Gavriel. The buses went, there's food in yeshiva. By the door we had wipes, and we had a shema to sign up. And there's a bunch of klolim with signs giving out how to act. Be'er Hashem will have tomorrow also a thermometer, malchim over there. That means basically the yeshiva is opening up. Therefore, mitzad the chabura, it was decided that this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll have Chazara. We'll have a Bechina after Shavuos on Sunday on everything from Kuf Tzadik Aleph to Kuf Tzadik Hei. Now, the Simonim on the page are pretty easy, but there are five Simonim over here. And this test will be part of the Smicha. Also, the test you take next Sunday will be part of your weekly test also. But mitzad the Smicha, mitzad the Chabura, everyone has to take it. Now, as far as I heard, the Maisa, everyone can come back to Eretz Yisrael, and I'd love to see everybody. If you have to be in Madud for 2 weeks or not, I'm not exactly sure what the Kolam are, but the Maisa, as far as I understood, as far as I heard, the Shiva can give out letters, and they worked out with the consulate. The Maisa, everyone is invited back to Eretz Yisrael, be early record for Shavuos, or maybe for the 7 days after Shavuos. Everyone, Be'ez Hashem, I'll see you, Bekar of Mamish. Mitzad the Chabur Shabbai, since everyone is invited back, the way it's going to be is Be'ez Hashem, next couple of days Chazara. Maybe on Wednesday I'll give a Shmuz, the covered Shavuos. Ari will give Chaburas in the next 2 days in the Chazara, but Ari said he'll do it record it and send it out that way. Well, I'll send out for Ari over here. And after Shavuos, on Monday, we'll start Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav. We'll go back to the regular schedule, meaning Chaburis twice a week, unless the Olam really doesn't want. But I asked around, the Olam wanted back to twice a week in Negavriel. Of course, it'll be recorded. People did not get a chance to come back to Eretz Yisrael yet. It'll be sent out for the people who wanted, who need it. But we're going back to the regular schedule, to the way how things were, and everyone shall have for Shlemo, or Taku Bizech to have Lima Torah, Berisk and Rav, with each other, and be Taku, we should have a real Matan Torah, a real Kabbalah Torah, we should have a Steig this week, on Shloshim Akbolo, leading to Torah, and what better way to push a person through having a good test, and a Geshmak is Sugyo, the Olam is strived, or hurried over, and Taku Bizech to have a Koshin Yontif. Questions?